Ramosus passed by the abandoned barracks of the palace guard and the great archive of state in which all the pharaoh's correspondence with the princes of Asia were kept. Behind that were the hovels of the poor and the shanty towns, little mud houses and a few made of brick crowded together from the banks of the Nile to the foothills of the mountains. The stench from the sewage pits and the animals in their stalls was unbearable. When he had left this final stretch of suburbia behind him and reached the hill to the north of the city, he suddenly caught sight of his destination, illuminated by the sunlight slowly creeping over the mountains, the Palace of the North. Every time he laid eyes on it, his heartbeat quickened, and not just because of its enigmatic occupant. As far as Ramosus was concerned, the Palace of the North was the most beautiful thing ever created by mankind. A miracle. If there had to be a physical representation of the Aten's great plan for the planet that humans could understand, then surely it was the